May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 422. Who can describe the joys that rise through all the courts of paradise to see a prodigal return, to see an heir of glory born? Hymn 422.
Read together from the Word of God from two portions of Scripture. First, part of Exodus chapter 2 and part of chapter 3. Exodus chapter 2, commencing to read at verse 23 and reading part of chapter 3. Exodus 2, verse 23, And it came to pass, in process of time, that the king of Egypt died. and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, but put off thy shoes from off thy feet. For the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And now please turn to the book of Psalms, number 33. Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. Praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skilfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters, the sea, together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. that all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Therefore our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word.
Hymn 241. Repentance is a gift bestowed to save a soul from death. Gospel repentance towards God is always joined to faith. Hymn 241.
Repentance is a gift.
please to help us and teach us to pray. Kind and merciful and gracious God, once again thy goodness and kindness, we're favoured, we're spared, and we see the light in the dawn of another Sabbath day. And indeed we're blessed with that sufficient health and strength to present ourselves now in thy courts. And we come, dear Lord, then desiring to render praise and thanksgiving for all thy kindness and goodness and mercy to us. For thy mercies are truly exceedingly great, and they're very many. When we think of all our needs so abundantly supplied, health and strength, greater and lesser degree, as thou seest fit in thy divine sovereignty bestowed upon us each. Oh, and now we have a bed to lie on, a roof over our heads, our food and water. Lord, we thank thee for everything. And Lord, we desire then to humbly acknowledge thy goodness. And we thank thee for thy house. We thank thee for thy day. That we can leave, Lord, the things of time and sense and enter into thy courts. And oh, that we may indeed leave the things of time and sense. That we may enter into thy courts in faith, believing, hoping, expecting, waiting to hear thy voice. Then, dear Lord, do come and do help us. We thank thee for the gospel. We thank thee for thy word. We thank thee for an open Bible, a Bible we can read in our own language. Oh, we have much to acknowledge all thy kindness. Oh, and that the gospel preached, and that there is a way of salvation wrought out by the blessed Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ for poor sinners. He who has said, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Indeed, who died on Calvary's cross, making atonement for sin and uncleanness. Oh, we thank thee for all thy kindness, that things in providence and grace. And oh, that each and every one assembled here this morning, ere any of us close our eyes in death, may have that good hope through grace, that our names are found recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood. Oh, we ask then that thou wouldst draw near to us. Thou knowest, Lord, then just how each of us have come, Lord, to thy courts this morning. And now is what concern, what deep concern, what exercise, what trials and difficulties. Lord, and we pray then that thou wilt bestow upon each some blessing, the word of thy grace, so that, Lord, poor sinners may feel, dear Lord, that they've been fed by the word of thy truth, they may feed on and grow thereby in the knowledge of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Then be gracious to each and all. Then remember them for good, and do be with each, we pray. And now, Lord, we ask thee to help us to bow our head before thee in confession of all our sin and iniquity. Oh, sadly, Lord, we have a large catalogue of sin. But oh, that we may come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. We may indeed fall down before thee in confession of all our sin and guilt. And we may know that true repentance. Oh, that mourning before thee. We pray then that thou be with us and to hear thy pardoning voice. To hear thee to declare to us our sins forgiven, our pardon sealed, peace with God. To know all our sins washed in the precious blood of Jesus. in that fountain open for sin and uncleanness of the house of David, inhabitants of Jerusalem. Then come, oh, that we may then hear thy voice, that thou wilt speak to our inmost souls, that thou wilt bless us indeed. Oh, dear Lord, like the dear woman, she heard those words of peace and pardon, thy sins are all forgiven thee. And thou knowest, dear Lord, just how many here this morning come with that desire in their heart to know all their sins forgiven. Everyone washed and cleansed, can ne'er be found, should not be mentioned unto them. Then remember each and all, we pray. And thou knowest, Lord, where there's that concern and that desire, Lord, to hear thy word this day. Oh, where one another have come, let me hear thy voice. Speak to my soul. Say to my soul, I am thy salvation. Then open our hearts and our ears to hear the word, the sound of the truth of the gospel of Christ. And we pray then for thy blessing to rest upon the services of thy house here this day. Lord, that thy name may be exalted and praised, sinners blessed, Jesus lifted high on the pole of the gospel, and that poor sinners may have that good thing in their hearts to the Lord God of Israel, and thou remember them each and all for God. Then bless thy word. And as those that want some token for God, some token, Lord, to know that their name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, to know that their pardon is sealed and peace with God, to know that they're amongst thy children, to know, dear Lord, that there is reserved for them in heaven, around thy throne, or to sing thy praises forevermore. Then remember thy people, Lord. Whatever their situation, whatever their concern, whatever their exercise before thee is. And dear Lord, and should there be any with no concern or no exercise, Lord, that have come to chapel this morning because it's Sunday, because it's the thing expected for them to do. Oh, we pray, Lord, thou not let them go home like it. Oh, that thou wouldest shine forth with the power of thy blessed Spirit into their soul, so that they ever cry, Lord, give me Christ, or else I die. A cry of the psalmist we've already prayed, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Hear then our prayers. We ask and pray then that thou remember once more, dear Lord, this little cause of truth, to bless them together. Oh, and bind them together, Lord, in love and unity and the bond of peace. And make thy goodness pass before them, be with them, be gracious to them, we beg. And do help them, we pray thee. Ah, Lord, and we ask thou feed their souls with the bread of heaven. Dear Lord, and why we come here rightly, Lord. We come to hear thy voice. We come, dear Lord, to be prepared for heaven and for glory. And oh, that then that there may be that blessed work of thy Holy Spirit carried on in their hearts. And Lord, that they may go home, Lord, in prayer and supplication and thanksgiving. And pray, dear Lord, then that thou hear prayer. We ask thee, O Lord, to remember then each and all. We pray for the deacons here. Help them and strengthen them, support them. Be near them, be round about them, Lord. Give them all needed wisdom, Lord, in the affairs of this church. And bless each church member and every member of the congregation. Remember all, our Lord, and remember the dear children also. There's some little ones, Lord, and we lovingly commit and commend them all to thee. Oh, we ask, Lord, that thou wilt be gracious to each. Oh, Lord, that this house of God this day, and every Sabbath day. Oh, that it may be, Lord, as the house of God and the gate of heaven. Maybe a real Bethel to their souls. So that, Lord, they long, Lord, for the next Sabbath day, to go up to the house of God, to hear what the Lord will speak to their souls, what the Lord will do to them and for them. Remember them and bless them. We ask and pray that remember then now thy people, Lord, others we know of and think of, Lord, and there may be some here, Lord, in affliction's path, put thy hand and do heal, do restore, do raise up to health and strength, and do be gracious to each and all. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou remember also all in bereavement's path, comfort their hearts, to support them, to sustain them, hold them up and strengthen them, and Lord, be very near to them. Lord, there may be those that are detained at home because of affliction, Lord, or maybe age and infirmities. Lord, remember them. Oh, that they may be deprived of the outward means of grace, but may they not be deprived of thy blessed Spirit in their midst. Oh, Lord, in their room, in their home, Lord, draw near to them and bless them. Then hear prayer also for others, Lord, in trials and difficulties, appear to them. Oh, remember them. Oh, make the crooked straight, the rough place plain, undertake for each and all. And dear Lord, do remember Zion. Oh, the Church of God, do bless. Oh, that there may be many sinners round, dear Lord, to come and fill the churches and chapels throughout our land. Lord, do appear. Ah, that there may be, Lord, those wrought upon. There may be sinners truly converted by the power of thy blessed Spirit. As we think of Saul of Tarsus on Damascus Road, we think of Lydia, the seller of purple. We think of Ruth. We think of Manasseh. Lord, all these. Ah, Lord, indeed, each and every one, Lord, that reaches heaven will indeed be converted from sin and uncleanness, and converted unto God and to godliness. And may it then be the blessed lot of each and every one here, but oh, that there may be many more, Lord, of our fellow countrymen, that are wrought upon by the power of thy blessed Spirit. Then do hear prayer, we pray. We ask and pray, Lord, that thou remember them. Others, Lord, we pray thou remember our government. Govern them as they govern us. Open their eyes, their hearts. Oh, dear Lord, do not let them have their own way. We pray, Lord, thou hear the prayer of thy people on their behalf. So that, Lord, that they conduct the affairs of state, Lord, according to thy word. Hear our prayers, Lord, do help us. There are others in the world that suffer in need and poverty and famine, death and disease. There's war, there's bloodshed. We pray thou mercifully appear to each and all. Oh, preserve our troops, we pray, and bring them back home in peace and safety. Help us then, Lord, to look to thee. Oh, and be gracious to us now. Dear Lord, we pray thou mercifully appear for us. Lord, thou knowest we need thy help. Lord, we need thee to come. We need thee to fulfill thy blessed word. Thou hast promised to stand by the right hand of the poor. Then be with us, Lord, and help us. We ask that thou then undertake for us now, Lord, and come and fulfill thy gracious word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come and open one's mouth and touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. as we played, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn number 30. The soul that with sincere desires seeks after Jesus' love, that soul the Holy Ghost inspires with breathings from above. Hymn number 30.
In dependence upon the Lord for all needed help, we ask your very prayerful attention to the book of Psalms, number 33, and I read verse 18 and 19. Psalm 33, verse 18 and 19. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Maybe there's one, or perhaps more, here this morning that as we have read this text now before you, you say to yourself, what does this mean, them that fear him? You see, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. But what is this fear of him? Well, the fear of the Lord will keep us from sinning, will prosper our way, and is the beginning of wisdom and grace. Well, that's the words of a hymn writer. But oh, there's a fear. Yes, because we need to be very careful. Because devils fear and tremble. Yes, devils fear and tremble. But we also read, my friends, of the fear of the wicked. It shall come upon him. We read of, yes, in that last tremendous day, when the dear Lord Jesus will come again, he shall descend as he ascended. He shall descend. And the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which remain shall be caught up together with him in the air. But what do we read about the wicked? They shall fear. They shall fear and they shall run. And they shall cry to the rocks and to the mountains to fall on us. But here it says about them that fear him. So there is another fear. There's the fear of the wicked. Slavish fear. There's a fear of the righteous. There's a fear of the godly. There's a fear of those that desire to worship him. It's a fear that is controlled by a deep sense of love and reverence unto the Lord. Why? Perhaps some of your younger friends here, you're asking, what's this fear? What's this fear? Say, we will not offend. We do not wish to offend the divine majesty. No more than we would wish to offend our parents. We know if something we were doing or going to do, say, well, no, I'm not going to do that. I shan't do that. I know that my parents will not like it, would not like to see me doing it. And so you restrain yourself. And how much more, oh, that there's this restraining power upon the spirit of the children of God, so that they do not offend divine holy majesty. Oh, the fear. Of them that fear him. You know, you read quite a bit about the fear of God. And indeed, it would be quite a profitable exercise for you and I to undertake, to study the Word of God and to study the fear of God. You read in the book of Exodus, the first chapter, there was that edict that had been made by Pharaoh. But you read that the Hebrew midwives feared God. They feared God. And they would not do. They would not obey the king's commandments. Ah, friends, do we fear the Lord? Say, and very briefly, but you think of Joseph. Why, when he was in Pharaoh's house, he said, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? That was the fear of God in gracious concern and exercise in his heart. How can I do this great wickedness? Oh, yes, to turn from sin and to turn unto God and to godliness. But again, you read in the last book of the Old Testament, the third chapter, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. And the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Oh, friends, yes. You know, doesn't mean, my friends, that they will have and always be talking together, but there are those times, there are those occasions when they will meet with one and another, where the fear of God will be in gracious exercise, and they'll be talking, be talking of God's word. They'd be talking of Jesus. Like those two on the road to Emmaus. They said, and did not our heart burn within us whilst he talked with us by the way? They were in deep sadness, deep distress, but it didn't stop them talking. It didn't stop them talking about the one of whom they loved and of whom they had thought, why it be he that should redeem Israel. Beside this, today is the third day since these things were done. No. They talked about Christ. Christ is the sum and centre and subject of their conversation. Oh, are these that fear the Lord. Why, you read about Noah. Why, read this in the book of the Hebrews. Yes, Noah by faith. And Noah feared God. And obeyed God's commandment and built that ark to the saving of his house. And all the animal world that went into that ark. But he moved with fear. God commanded him to build an ark. Dear Charles, the Lord told you to do anything. You say, yes, but all that is very well and I don't disagree with it. But how do I know? How will I know whether or not I have and possess the fear of God? Well, you say there are a few evidences. You say there's the talking one to another. And there's this evidence. And they fear the Lord and they pray. They pray unto God. They pray unto the Lord. They pray unto Jesus. Perhaps you say, I often say my prayers, but do I ever pray? Is there the upward glance of the eye when none but God is near? Just be careful a moment of what we say prayer is. Prayer. The Holy Spirit is all. It's the sincerity in your heart and mind that counts, that matters. Friends, you can pray for ever long you wish. But, it may be a good prayer. You know, the dear woman prayed, Lord, help me. And where did that come from? Right out of her heart. This all, is that where your prayer comes? Right out of your heart? Lord, make me right and keep me right. We arrived here yesterday evening and we were talking a little and the subject of the book More Than Notion came up and Suki Harley and that dear girl, we may call her, how the Lord began with her. She couldn't abide those that persuaded her to come to the chapel. But she still went. But you say, she'd say the Lord's Prayer. And she says, I said it time and time and time again, repeated it over and over. But then she wanted something else. She wanted the Lord to give her a prayer. Friends, is that what you want? The Lord to give you the breath of real living prayer in your heart? Give me prayer of thy beloved Son, Jesus. Ah, is that, dear soul, your prayer? Is that where you are, dear soul? Ah, yes. Then the fear came. See, dear soul, this soul is quickened into divine life. This soul has been born again. You say, well, how do we know this? Friends, yes, by the blessed teaching of the Word of God's grace. A child is born into this world. And yes, our end, you see, we use the illustration of a man child. It's only a baby. It's only a baby. And it needs an awful lot done to it and for it. But you see, there's a gradual growth. And oh, and how we see. And I've seen here. The majority of the young ones and children here grow up from babyhood. Yeah. And now here they are as young men and young women. But they were a baby. Yeah. Now they're young men and young women. And if the Lord spares, they'll become old men and old women. Yeah. Yes, and you say, but where did they begin? The beginning was small. The beginning was small. Their cry was a helpless cry. When they were born, it was a cry for help. When it is all you were born again of the Holy Spirit of God, there was a cry for help. For the Lord to do something for me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. And that I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Is this where you are, dear soul? Ah, yes. That baby, when he's born. This cry, yes. This cry for help, this cry for attention. Yes. You know, it's beautiful, isn't it? Because here is the baby born into this world. Yes. And yes, and it cries out. And you know, and that mother knows when that baby is in need. When there's something wrong with it. When it's a distressing cry. Oh, dear soul, and how much our Heavenly Father. Why, he pities them that fear him. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Oh, friends, yes, this cry. This cry, Lord, help me. Oh, friends, say, it's the prayer of faith. It's the prayer of a soul quickened into a divine life. It's the prayer of a soul that's born again of the Holy Spirit of God. When you and I, dear soul, were out there in the world, in sin and iniquity and transgression. Yes. We didn't think about these things. And let's be honest, we didn't care about these things. We didn't care about these things. But the Lord in his mercy, yes, met us. Saul of Tarsus was met on Damascus Road. Oh, and I've said this before, I know. but a dear oath. Ah, the influence of her mother-in-law. Oh, dear Harlan, perhaps your experience and mine is somewhere between these two extremes. Dear Harlan, yes, where the Lord met us, where the Lord changed our heart, where the Lord implanted this holy fear of God in our hearts. You know, dear soul, these that fear the Lord, why, dear soul, these are the ones that at last, that eventually reach heaven and reach glory. Revelation chapter 19. And here we have this, where the dear John writes this, these that feared the Lord. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him. Both small and great. And ye that fear him, both small and great. And ye that fear him. Ah, yes, they're around the throne of glory. Friends, we are not getting to heaven without this blessed, gracious, God-given gift. The Apostle Paul exhorts you and I think it's in Corinthians, covet earnestly the best gifts. Oh, that we may covet earnestly the fear of the Lord. And oh, and for that fear to be kept in a godly, gracious exercise constantly before him. Because sadly, some of God's people have slipped and fallen, stumbled and backslidden, and yet they had the fear of God in their hearts. Jonah was one. He's in a boat. There's a storm. And the mariners come and ask him what he's doing. And what's your occupation and where are you going? I fear God. Yeah. It didn't look like it, did it? It didn't look like it. Running away from God's command. Why, we needn't go into David. Another one. Yeah. Oh, yes. These things ought not to be, but you say, what was lacking? What was lacking in both of these, David and Jonah? Prayer. That's what was lacking. There wasn't the shutting of the closet door. There wasn't, Lord, keep me and preserve me from all evil. Keep my feet that they slip not, and keep the door of my lips. Yes, oh. Yes. The devil will draw a chair up beside you, and I, dear soul, and give you something to do. Yes. If you're twiddling your thumbs. He will indeed. Ah. But, oh then, to have the fear of God. Ah, dear soul, have we got this then? That, yes, dear soul, that those feeble desires, those wishes so weak, 'tis Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. And bids thee still seek. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Oh, friends, yes, to have the fear of the Lord in our hearts. Oh, and to be, oh, for it to be kept in a constant, gracious exercise before God. You know, you just think a moment of the Lord's Prayer. Well, is it in there? Yes. Deliver us from evil. Ah, friends, and if you and I know anything about the depth and depravity and wretchedness of our hearts, dear soul, you and I will pray this every day. Deliver us from evil. Ah, Lord, do keep and preserve me this day. Keep me in thy fear. Keep me looking unto Jesus. Surround me. Preserve me from Satan's temptations and my own wretched evil heart. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Oh, friends, well, we've begun here in the middle of this verse. But, oh, how we came to this with this thought of perhaps a poor soul here this morning wanting to know what this fear of him is. Him, the Lord. Oh, to have then godly reverence. And a love, yes, to him, so that we fear then to offend a divine holy majesty. Well, this text then, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Behold, the eye of the Lord. The 13th verse of this psalm reads, the Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. See, here he speaks, here is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. The eye of the Lord is upon them. Behold. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear. Behold. Pay attention to this. Think about this. That the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. To be kept in peace and safety. To have a blessed, gracious, sovereign protector. You know, you think of Daniel. The edict is signed that any that fall down not unto this that has been set up, and then it should be cast into the den of lions. Yes, and the law of the Medes and Persians is it altereth not. And as much as Darius endeavoured and tried to release Daniel from this being cast into the den of lions, those presidents demanded that the law be fulfilled. And so they had their way. And so they had their way. But you notice what Darius says. As Daniel is cast into the den of lions, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee from the mouth of the lion. Friends, what a blessed, glorious truth. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Yes, Daniel feared God, did he not? That is quite evident. And the eye of the Lord then is upon him. Yes, dear, how he can close the lion's mouth. He can close the lion's mouth. Dear, how the lion may roar, but it cannot bite or devour unless given heavenly leave. And so Dan, the eye of the Lord was upon him. Yes, a night in the lion's den. And Darius comes again in the morning. O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the mouth of the lions? Yes, dear soul, Daniel's God is able. Daniel's God is able. Is there someone here feeling to be, as it were, in the lion's den? And say, these presidents here with Daniel, why, you know, they thought, we've done it. We've got it. We've fixed it. It's finished. But they didn't reckon on Daniel's God, who was able to do exceeding abundantly above all he asked or even thought. And yes, Daniel was cast into the lion's den. What for? Jealousy. Jealousy. They were jealous of Daniel's position. And sometimes, my friend, God's people know what it is. Therefore, those whom they have to do with and mix with in the workplace or wherever, or for them to be jealous of your position. They will do everything in their power to rid you out of that position. But, dear soul, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Oh, that feeble cry, that upward glance of the eye, that Lord help me. Yes, dear soul. And Daniel's God still lives. Daniel's God still lives. Daniel's God is still the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. And he will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. The eye of the Lord. The all-seeing eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Amen. Yes. No. It comes, does it not? Oh, and it covers everything, dear soul, in your life and mine. My life's minutest circumstance. It's subject to his eye. My life's minutest circumstance. Yes. And there are some of you in here that have had more than life's minutest circumstance. There's been those great things, those deep things that you've had to walk and pass through. The deep paths of affliction. Yeah. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. You notice all, and it's like what you read in the book of Ezekiel, isn't it? The 47th chapter. Yes. And there's all, and there's the water that comes out from under the threshold. And there's this river. And there's a man with a measuring line. And why, yes, and he measures 1,000 cubits. And the waters were to the ankles. And he brought me through. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear. He brought me through. The waters were to the ankles. He measured 1,000. The waters were to the knees. And he brought me through. And he measured 1,000. And the waters were to the loins. And he brought me through. And he measured 1,000. And the waters, they were waters to swim in. Swim in the oceans of his love and his mercy. Why through darksome paths we go, we may know no reason, but we shall hereafter know each in his due season. Yes, dear soul, you swam in the oceans of his love and his mercy. And you've said, why me, why me, O blessed God? Why such a wretch as I, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free? The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. And he brings us through. Those waters. The ankles, the knees, and the loins. And he brought me through. Then these waters swimming, the oceans of his love, to see and to realize of his great love to your poor never dying soul. Jesus saw me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger, interpose his precious blood. No wonder good John Newton says, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. What do we read just now, here, in the book of the Exodus? You know, it's contained here in the 2nd chapter and the last verse, and God looked upon the children of Israel and God had respect unto them. What were they in? And the children sighed by reason of the bondage, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. God heard their groaning. God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel. And God had respect unto them. Oh, respect unto their prayer. Yes, it is all. The time is set. The time is fixed, it is all. Yes, to heal up thy wound. To appear. The vision is for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it. It'll surely come and it will not tarry. Israel has been in Egypt now for 450 years, according to the word of God. But say, the time has come for their deliverance. You perhaps, dear soul, have been a long time feelingly in your heart, your soul's experience, a long time in this distress. in this perplexity, or in this bondage. Oh, and you cry, will the Lord ever come? These are the thoughts that run through your heart, are they not? Will the Lord ever come? Are my prayers all in vain? Is there any faith in my heart? Is there any real prayer in my heart? The Lord doesn't seem to hear. Yes. But God looked. God looked. Yeah. Friends, he looketh down from the height of his heavenly sanctuary. From heaven does the Lord behold the earth to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed unto death. And you turn over to chapter 3. And the Lord calls Moses here from the backside of the desert. Yes. The bush burns, is not consumed, but the Lord say to Moses, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face and was afraid to look upon God. Friend. Yes, when the Lord appears, we may be afraid to look upon God. But I want to come to this. But there's this. And the Lord said, listen to this. And the Lord said, I have surely seen. I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, and I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. The ring out of the land, a good land, large, flowing with milk and honey. What does he say further down? Now therefore behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. I have seen the oppression. The oppression of the poor, the sight of the needy. Now will I arise, saith the Lord, and set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. Oh, friends, it's most uncomfortable. It's not nice to be in the hand of the oppressor. The tears are. You're far better in the hand of the oppressor than to be the oppressor. Because this, you have the Lord on your side. You have the Lord on your, and now will I arise, saith the Lord, and set him in safety from him that oppresseth him. For the oppression of the poor, the sight of the, now will I arise. A time he has set, dear soul, to heal up thy wounds, to appear. Yes. I have surely seen the oppression of his people. Dear soul, what is written in Exodus chapter 3 stands still today. Oh, the Lord sees the oppressed. Dear soul, and he will appear. And he will appear. What does the good hymn writer say to us here? Why, this. Sometimes. My fears sometimes say I never shall find. In death's awful day, true peace in my mind. But, though thus surrounded, Yet when I come there, I cannot be confounded. The Lord will appear. My dust he'll raise and glory he'll give, and I to his praise in heaven shall live. And there he will deliver my soul from all fear, and to me forever the Lord will appear. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Dear soul, you may be in the dark. You may be in distress. You may be in perplexity. You may not know what to do, which way to go. Dear soul, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Before you say, I don't know whether I fear him, go back to the beginning, dear soul, we said this morning. That feeble prayer. That prayer, yes, where the eye of faith goes heavenward, looks up to the Lord. Lord, help me. Friends, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. It is our, and he will regard. He does regard the prayer of the destitute. He will appear. He will come. The time of love will come. When thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me. Well, I better leave it for this morning. Lord, be with us. Help us. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £785, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will address the Sunday School this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. And Mr. Hadley will preach on Tuesday evening. God willing, Mr. John Rosier will preach next Lord's Day. And also, we hope to hold a prayer meeting for the nation and for the churches at 9 o'clock. Let us close with hymn 908. Saved is the sinner that believes, the sacred gospel annals show. To him repentance Jesus gives, and sin's complete remission too. Hymn 908.
Thank you.
may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.